Some students have hit back at criticism of the controversial Safe Schools program, saying it will ultimately save lives. The taxpayer-funded program, aimed at helping lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans and or intersex school students, is under review after a number of Coalition MPs expressed concerns. Michael Edwards has this report.
Me and Ella...
I meet the five high school students at a cafe in Newtown in Sydney's Inner West. And from the outset, it's clear they've got a point to make.
You know, a child's well-being is more important than any religious value or any opinion, because that's a person. That person needs to be feeling comfortable and safe in school, which is supposed to be a safe space for learning for all youths.
These young women are all on the lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans and intersex students committee at the nearby Newtown High School of the Performing Arts. The recent negative publicity over the Safe Schools program has been of big concern to them. They describe to me the pressures on young LGBTI people, and they say it shouldn't be underestimated.
There is a huge proportion and a much greater proportion of LGBT plus youth who experience feelings of being suicidal or wanting to self-harm, and I think a lot of that is because of the cultural norms and expectations of those young people. So I definitely understand where those pressures come from.
These students describe their school as inclusive and open-minded. It recently allowed students the choice of wearing opposite-sex uniforms in line with the Safe Schools philosophy. But Jamie, the driving force behind Newtown High School's LGBTI committee, says Safe Schools is something that would benefit every school in the country.
I know a lot of us feel like there's no reason for a school to say that their students don't need this policy, because odds are there will be a gender diverse student in every school in Australia, or like a student who just wants the opportunity to explore their gender in a safe environment. So we really like hope that we can sort of be like, and not an inspiration, but sort of like a student can be like, look, this school did this, here's their policy, can we do something like similar with our school?
The program has some powerful opponents, though. The former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has labelled it social engineering. Corey Bernardi has been scathing of Safe Schools, describing it as radical and indoctrinating children. Bill Shorten might have described Senator Bernardi as a homophobe, but the girls from Newtown High tell me those labels aren't helpful. They don't put the opposition to Safe Schools down to homophobia or hatred. They put it down to fear.
Yes, I think they are scared in a sense, and I think that's why programs like Safe Schools are good, because they educate people from a younger age to not be scared, and they educate, you know, about these issues, and they educate what's right and what needs to be accepted.
Newtown High School student LJ ending Michael Edwards' report.